This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With my co-pilot, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm here.
I got you.
How are you, Rossi?
I am so great. Hi, everybody. Hi.
First of all, I tend to give everybody nicknames that I love.
Yeah.
Rossi, obviously.
People on the street come up to me and say, hi, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Rossi,
say, hi,
Rossi.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, apparently, pet names are something that many people like, and it turns out that the royals are no different. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but I'm this story. Buckle up. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, The Cut revealed that Kate Middleton has an affectionate nickname for Prince William. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're really ready for it. Because it's Big Willie. How do we know this?
Well, she knows. I congratulations on the nickname, you know, good for you. I mean, it's not a bad one to have. Well, I just realized I don't have a nickname for you. So maybe season 3, I need a nickname for Drew. I gotta figure this out.
You're the king of puns. I cannot wait to see what you come up with.
Well, you're my little Drewberry, is what you are. I'm picking a fresh little Drewberry.
No!
Oh, I locked in on Drewberry. All right, next up, I'm totally into this story. Deadline reports Shark Tank. Who watches Shark Tank? I love it.
I love Shark Tank. I love it.
Obsessed. Well, you know when they sometimes have, like, guest sharks on? Well,
yes.
Tonight, they're back with their first ever live episode, and our good friend Gwyneth Paltrow will be the guest shark this season. Which is so smart, because think about what she's done as a businesswoman with Goop, hello, Humongo, right?
I literally could watch her watch paint dry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she has just got the goods. I want to hear what she has to say. I want to hear what she's thinking. She's highly intelligent, got great savvy instincts, and I just love watching her. So Shark Tank, smart.
Smart, such a smart partnership. Good for her.
Well, next up, according to People, 13-year-old Elena Anale Wicker was just accepted to the University of Alabama's HearSick School of Medicine for 2024. That's
wow.
Right.
Wow. 13?
This extraordinary young lady is doing these crowning achievements, and I want to talk about it. This little rock star graduated high school at 12. She became the youngest ever intern at NASA in 2021 and is currently a junior in college.
I know. Ross, are you thinking about what you were doing at 13 years old? That's what I'm thinking about.
What were you doing at 13?
Not going to NASA and going to medical school. But I will say, you know, if I go to the hospital and a 13-year-old walks in with a scalpel into my operating room, I'm like, Are your mommy and daddy home? Because we need to talk. No.
Oh, but if you know her CV and credentials and where she's at, like Doogie Howser, here we go.
You have a point with the Doogie Howser. You do have a point. You doogied me. All right, you changed my mind. Good for you. All right, hey, since we're talking about teens, Bustle reports the latest and greatest TikTok trend is all about rewinding to not so great pictures from your past. It's the teenage dirtbag trend, which you guessed it, uses the amazing song by the band Wheatus. And let's check out the one that Joe Jonas posted to TikTok. Take a look at this. I'm so into this trend. You can see why everyone loves it.
Was anyone aware of this trend before we're talking about it here? Yes, raise of hands.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, has anyone in here personally done one for themselves? Oh, interesting. Okay, this is good because that means this is virgin territory for all of us. I think that what if we have a collective experience and after the show, we all do one together?
Like, yeah.
I'll do one, you guys do one, you do one.
I'll do one, I guess I'll do one. I mean, listen, though, when you look back on those teenage pictures of yourself, it's not always cute, right? I mean, you were like on red carpets, you were gorgeous as a teenager, right?
I was in mental institutions, too. Oh. So, trust me, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag of photographs.
We have some pictures of you, though, as a teen.
You know, it's funny, like, of all the things I'll beat up on myself about, the way I look or have looked growing up, like, I don't ever look back at pictures and think negative thoughts.
No, you shouldn't.
I beat myself up about, like, time management.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you look good, but your time management sucks.
Yeah. Well, you did look cute in those pictures. I brought some, too.
Let's see.
They're less cute. There I am. In 1993.
No!
At a magical dinner. Look at, that's me meeting Tiffany Amber Thiessen at the mall in Seattle. Can you even?
I love you so much.
I love you.
I love you so much.
You like those?
Well, I'm really excited because somebody that I really love is coming to this show.
I know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. And I know it's right over here, too.
Well, let's just say that after the break, I am going to strap these on and talk to none other than Mr. John Boyega.
Obsessed.
Because we have a skate date. We'll be right back.
You want some help leasing up?
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come out here, that's an amazing skater, and I cannot wait to see his moves, because when it comes to his moves, there's nobody that I love more. He is a Golden Globe winning actor, John Boyega!
The only woman I would do this for. And by the way, I haven't done this for a long time. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying something new.
I was going to say, how did we end up here, John? Like, what is the origin story of the skates?
I don't know. I just feel like during the pandemic, everybody had something to do while they were inside, indoors. And I thought to myself, let me just practice some skating. So around the kitchen, I just go around in circles, go around, the cabinet. I would drop a few times.
Think maybe I should go forward?
Yeah, now here we are. So a friend told me who was trying to teach me how to skate backwards. She was like, it's so funny to watch you be at ease acting, but when it gets to skating, you look clumsy as hell. But, you know, this is something that I just love and enjoy doing. It makes my mind at peace. You know, we gliding.
I love this. We've never skated on the show before.
Never?
No, this is a first.
All right, it's beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Now, you were in Star Wars.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Biggest dream come true.
When you get the call, when you get that job and you book it and you're like, this is what you know you're going to be doing with your life, what is one of the first things that comes to your mind?
All the bills that I was going to pay for. because I was in, we all know, overdraft fees. I had a lot of stuff going on. And as an actor, I had invested my money into coming out to L.A. And, L.A. is expensive, accommodation, food. So just Star Wars happening for me, I was like, wow, I get to take care of my mum and dad. I get to take care of my sisters, set things in order, and then, try and live my own life,
And is it true that you're very close with your mom and dad?
I am very close with mom and dad, very close. Mom and dad is, they're one of the best things that ever happened to me. I mean, I love them.
Okay, you did something to show your love for your family.
I did. I bought them a house.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I bought them a house. I bought them a house, I had to, because... providing for your mum and dad is for me, it's like, that's the dream, right? To get them settled.
Oh, my God, yeah. That is such a dream.
Yeah, it's a dream.
And then did you also do another gesture that is extremely as permanent as a home?
Oh, yes, I did. Now, let me show you guys. I just want to show you. So that's my mum over here in her gele wear, which is one of our Nigerian traditional dresses, and that's my dad above holding the rod. My parents have always been such protectors of me. My mum is holding a shield with the West Indian, a drinker symbol there. So I got it done. I just had to get it done and show them. I love them to the day I die. They're the reason why I'm here.
Can I ask what they are?
Yeah.
When you were like, Mom, Dad, check this out. What was their face like?
Okay, so at first, my dad was just like, what have you done to your body? And then I said, Dad, it's a picture of you. I don't care. So, till today, he has like a... But he knows he looks good on this. Like, he does. My mum, I was curious. I was like, I don't know how she's going to feel. But then she revealed something to me. She takes her top off and she reveals her abdomen. And I see a half-done tattoo. She goes, here's the secret. When I was your age, I wanted a tattoo, but I couldn't sit through the whole thing. So I think your tattoo is beautiful. So I said, Mum is where I got the love from. Lost a lifetime.
I grew up, like, I got to do whatever I wanted. And no one sort of was looking after me, which was awesome and weird. Mm-hmm. And served me really well.
Yeah.
So I never had to, go to my parents and be like, look, this is the new person I'm dating. How does your parents feel if you date somebody?
At this point, they want me to get married. They want kids.
Really?
You know how it is. Yeah. I mean, my dad is like, oh, John, you are 30. I'm like, yeah, Dad. He's like, you are 30. I don't understand what you mean, but I know it's, they just want... I understand it. You get to a certain stage as a parent, you want to know that your child is going to be okay by themselves, but you also want to know that whoever their partner is going to take care of them as they're starting the life and you're going towards, kind of retiring and letting them do their thing. So they would love... What? They would love a beautiful woman to come into my life and handle it.
Are you living in England or, America now?
So because of work... I've literally been everywhere, no kids and all that kind of stuff. I've been just traveling and doing that because I don't think that's going to last forever.
Well, is there any geographical place where you have seen the women here feel like a potential?
Yes?
All right, well, hold on because we're going to go to commercial break. I want to know where that is. Right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Most amazing John Boyega. And as we went to commercial break, I was interested, have you noticed that like more sane, suitable people live in a certain place? And where is that?
I think everywhere we're gonna get numbers of a variety of everything. But right now in the States, yeah, I like the women in America, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. There's a certain, well, you know, the type of women I meet as well, there's a certain level of charisma that I quite like. Like, sometimes they actually do take control of the scenario, plan a date, get you a gift, and they just so happen to be American.
Okay. That's really good to know, I think women, like, sometimes probably just like men, like, we don't know exactly what to do. When do you make the first move? When do you back off?
Yeah.
When do you lean in?
Yeah.
What is it?
I feel like it's hard for both of us, and that's why I love meeting women that like to discuss what we have in common a lot more, rather than just emphasising the differences, because we are still humans. I mean, the animals get it, but for some reason, when we talk about it, it's like we're sometimes so separate. But I like discussing things that bring us together and have us putting our minds together to kind of figure out how to get along with each other in the best way. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. I also think that animals just stop talking.
Yeah, they just...
And they just kind of give each other that look.
Yeah.
And, okay, it's on.
Yeah.
And I'm liking what I see and smell.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's different. So getting to know the individual is important. Like, going into their specific likes and dislikes is important because not everybody's the same.
All right, so talk to me about Breaking. I watched it last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is an incredible roller coaster ride that is a true story.
Yeah.
So will you tell me about
Breaking movie? Breaking is a story about Brian Brown Easley, who is a vet who's come home back to America and who's finding that his integration back into the normal system has been faulted and that he doesn't have the opportunities everybody else has. He's struggling with PTSD. His finances in his home is reached a rock bottom. He doesn't have the greatest connection and the greatest provision that he can give for his daughter. And so with the combinations of all those issues, he makes a very dangerous choice, which is to go into a Wells Fargo bank and to hold some bank tellers hostage in order to demand his $892 from the Veterans Affairs.
Oh, my gosh. And we actually have a clip from Breaking, which I was fortunate enough to see last night. I want to show you. Take a look.
Take care of
that. I need to do, okay? Is this what you need? Is this all the motivation you need to give me what I need? You have hostages in here, ma'am. Hostages, and they scared.
Brilliant. It's such an extraordinary performance.
I loved it.
And then if you're in the mood for a different vibe, we've got The Woman King with Viola Davis. That's about as gnarly and exciting and a very different tone.
Yes.
And this is another true story.
Yes, yeah.
In a nutshell, will you tell us what it is? Because I just could stare at that photo. It's so hot and sexy.
I know.
And so empowering. No,
wait,
and so extraordinary.
If you wait a second, I'm going to have my nipples out in a bit.
Waiting. There we go. Bing.
But the Woman King is an incredible story. Obviously, starring Viola Davis is about the Agogia warriors and their challenges in trying to save their land as, you know, Europeans, Americans come to, you know, explore Africa and how in which these individuals struggle with their own involvement in the slave trade and their own involvement in the same thing that is seeks to destroy them. So I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I mean, John Boyega, you are so amazing.
Thank you. Come on. Love. Thank you for having me. I love you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody. I'm so excited for you to watch John in Breaking. And you can see him in The Woman King, which is out everywhere now. John Boyega, ladies and gentlemen.
Love to see you. Love to see you.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to. By partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.